God is the life-giving energy which makes the poor rich and lifts up the downtrodden and raises the dead. Faith in the resurrection is itself an energy which... Anybody ever here been in that position? When you're in the lowest of lows. You're in the lowest of lows. Maybe you were even praying because you were so low. And you just felt this strength that lifts you up. You ever been there? The strength that just infuses you, and you know that it's not coming from you because you have no strength left, do you? And it just infuses you, and it comes in there, and it lifts you up. That's what God does for us. God raises people up. God liberates us. Liberates us. Do you feel liberated? Are we missing something? Huh? You're free? Praise God. I think we ought to make some rules around here. No, just kidding. Please don't. I don't like those rules. You see, those of us who have this hope already are set free. I want you to hear that. Those of us who have that faith and that hope already are set free. We are forgiven and free. Do we understand that? Do we understand that? If we have the hope in the resurrection and that Jesus is God's Son and that He was resurrected, we are free. Already. It's been done. But I have to ask you folks, why aren't we living like that? Why are we allowing this world to crucify us? Why? That's an honest question. I don't have the answer. If you worship here very often, and especially through this Have You Ever teaching series, every Sunday, some of you probably could quote me. Maybe some of you are sick of me saying it. But brothers and sisters, I want it ingrained in your spirit, down deep. I want you to know that God loves you. And God knew you when you were in your mother's womb. God had great plans for you. God knew your name. And God put potential in you and only you to do great and awesome things for the glory of God. Do you understand that? So why are we allowing the world to crucify us? Why are we making decisions out of fear? Tell me, why? What do we have to be afraid of? The war is won. And that is what we're celebrating today. The war is won. So let us live like God has won the war. Can we do it? Oh, dear Jesus, Eric, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You're like way out there this morning. What'd you have for breakfast? Those of you who worship here every Sunday, that's just a normal thing, all right? But I mean, think about it, folks. You have been set free. The Son of the living God has given His life freely and willfully for you. We still lose hope and allow despair to fill our lives. Why do we do this to ourselves? Jesus was whipped and tortured and hung on the cross for us. You know, after the Good Friday service, Paul and I, my oldest son, went home and we watched The Passion of Christ. Mel Gibson? Oh, good Lord. Oh, man. If you haven't seen that, you have got to see that. It's rated R. But the thing is, it is why we do what we do today. Jesus went through hell for you. Jesus was separated from His Father, something that He is not used to, for you. Jesus felt betrayed, like I said, by His Father, for us. Jesus, the Son of God, experienced death for us. Why have we convinced ourselves that it has made no difference? Oh, Eric, it's made a difference. It has. It's made it. I'm a Christian, man. It made a difference in my life. Well, then live like a Christian.